Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we've been sharing a lot about what God's been doing and how God's responding to all the prayers have been prayed. I've been praying this powerful prayer. We are sharing on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dear God, end abortion and send revival. And I don't know if you saw this, but I thought this was so cool. A congresswoman who was pregnant, they told her that her baby was going to have some serious issues. I believe she was diagnosed with, they called Potter's syndrome. And it's basically, she had this ultrasound and that the baby's going to have some serious medical conditions and that something abnormally low amniotic fluid. And it's something that
causes... That's the fluid the baby's actually suspended in inside the womb.
Oh, wow. Well, it caused her kidneys to have some major in her lungs to have, you know, some really serious problems.
Mm-hmm.
Said, listen, this, we want you to know this is going to happen to your baby. She's going to have some serious issues.
All right.
So she prayed, got a second opinion, asked others to pray, and she said she refused to have an abortion. It was suggested that she have an abortion.
Right.
And she refused to have one.
Wow.
She refused to have one. She says, we're going to have this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to basically trust God. Well, wouldn't you know, they gave birth to a beautiful baby by the name of Abigail.
Oh, wow.
And it's, Abigail. I mean, beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful,
one
beautiful.
One of David's wife's names.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And she is said to be the first baby to survive a diagnosis that was, with this diagnosis, you know, considered to be fatal.
Mm-hmm.
And how amazing is that? And we see from time to time, and we saw what happened. You know, we have a segment entitled, you know, who, what do these folks have in common? We'll make that a related segment for you. But you have Jesse Jackson, you have Justin Bieber, Tim Tebow, and Celine Dion, that all of their mothers were told that, listen, you know, you need to abort this child because mm-hmm. they're going to have medical issues. They could be fatal to you, fatal to the baby. You need to do this. And all of their mothers said, no, we're not going to do this. We're going to have this child. And I thank God for those, you know, brave women that said, listen, we're just going to trust God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had a neighbor in New Jersey. Doctors told her the same thing, and that her child was going to be born with some serious medical conditions. She's missing, I believe, a chromosome, if I understand it correctly. Her stance was this, that we're just going to trust God, and if God wants me to have a baby with any kind of medical conditions, if that's the case, then God wants me to give her some extra love and to be there for her. That's, you know, I'm more than happy to do that. And sure enough, this beautiful, beautiful little girl was born. You know, she's healthy. She does have some minor, you know, health issues, but she's a beautiful little girl. She played with my little girl for months, and it's just so beautiful. But she said, I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to do that.
Life is so fragile. Mm. I mean, every mother that decided to carry that child,
yeah,
I mean, it's just a faithful, awesome decision.
Isn't it?
Everybody that's here today, their mother decided and God, you know, was with that whole situation to mm-hmm. assure that you're here.
Yeah.
That you're here.
And think about it, you know, giving birth to children and raising children is probably the most unselfish thing you could ever do in your life, at least definitely one of them and high up. And just to think that you prefer the child more than you preferred yourself and your convenience. Listen, this is what it's all about.
And if you don't, you will eventually have to.
Yeah.
Before you die.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, we want to give it up to Jamie Herrera,
yes.
Congresswoman from Washington, and all those wonderful, brave women who just said, listen, we're just going to trust God, and we're going to have this baby, and we're going to love this baby, and no matter what happens.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.